And welcome. It's the world famous Phil Emery Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Great to have us. Great to have us with you. I'm great that we decided to join you.
Yeah, we decided to join you, and it's even better that you are here.
Yeah, you are here with us. We have our good friend Mr. Bud Dickman here. Bud, we have something different tonight, right?
That is correct, Mr. Emery. We're going to have is people have suggested have another member on a panel.
Yes, we've had listeners say, why don't you add one of the guests that you have on so frequently? Why don't you ask them if they'll be on the panel?
So I just want to be...
What?
I wasn't brought up to speed on any of this.
I meant to tell him...
Well, okay, hold on, I'll do it. General, Margaret, let me just do that, okay?
You just put your hand on the microphone, Phil. It sounds so rank and amateur, it just went...
Okay, sorry. Yes, General, we decided to just...
Yeah, Mr. Roselle's here.
All right, well, don't bring him yet.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, how you doing? I'm talking to the General about this, Steve.
About what?
Do you want a glass of chocolate milk?
I'd love it.
So what's the deal? We're having somebody in as a... We're trying a guest panelist, that's all. No big thing.
All right, next time, why don't you tell me?
Why do you need to know?
That I could take the day off.
No, we want everybody here... All right, Phil, God, no.
Well, we want everyone here. General, we want everyone here who's usually on the panel. Then we have an extra person.
What are you doing?
I'm holding in a belch. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so Steve Bozell. Come on in, Steve.
Yeah.
Steve is our guest panelist for today.
I've wanted to do this for so long. I'd like to thank all of you.
Just get closer to the mic there.
There's the mic right there, Steve.
Thank you. I've wanted to do this so long, so very long, and I thank all of you.
Steve, it's good to have you with us. I'd been brought up to speed late.
Well, I heard you complaining about it.
No. Wait a minute. I wasn't complaining. I just didn't know. But I'm glad you're sitting here with us.
Yeah, but you want to take the day off.
Only to give more time to everybody. Never mind.
It's all right. It's okay, Steve. Steve, it's great to have you with us. We want you to be on our panel and comment on the different things that we're going to do. Till later on today, for instance, we're going to bring on Jack Armstrong and I think it's Don Berman.
Yeah, Don Berman will introduce Jack Armstrong because Jack feels, and Don thinks it might be a good idea, that Jack hasn't had what he feels a professional environment.
Oh, is that right?
Don't take it personal. Jack just wants to have a good professional newsman introducing him.
Okay.
Well, that's what he said. That's what he did request.
What do you think about that, Steve?
Do I comment now?
Yeah, you're on the panel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like Jack Armstrong's hockey reports. I think they're insightful, and they give they're up to the minute. And if I was to comment, my heart goes out to him because I understand his girlfriend is sharing a bowl of chili with the dentist. Is that right?
It's her dentist, but we don't think there's anything wrong with that. Do you?
It can make a man insecure.
Oh, wait a minute. This girl has not shown any tendency to be disloyal or unfaithful, and yet Jack gets upset.
I know that, but I'll give an example. And I was going to... this is a great segue, too, if I could, Mr.
Go ahead.
I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to be as honest as I can with my life. My wife, April, and I were very blessed. About 15 years ago, we visited Paris, France.
Great, yeah.
I remember we talked about that.
Yeah. Well, I haven't told you everything about it.
No, I understand that, and we're looking forward to hearing what you have to say.
This has to do with the what?
It has to do with a bullet. Jesus.
Hey, Steve, don't get frustrated. You're on our panel.
Oh, okay, yeah. It has to do with, I think, the insecurity that Jack Armstrong would feel that his girlfriend is sharing a bowl of chili. Excuse me.
Get some water.
Get some water, Mr. Bozell. Can you guys redo that?
Well, yeah, we'll tape over it.
Okay. It has to do with that Jack Armstrong's girlfriend is sitting there for all the world, not caring at all how he feels, as he's off doing hockey reports, trying to bring home the bacon, and she's sitting with her shoes off, having bowls of, chili with the grated cheese and onion with her dentist.
Well, do you think that that's some kind of disloyalty?
I don't know if it's disloyalty, but it can hurt. And I bring up the idea of France.
Yeah, you would tell us about your trip to France.
Well, I told you about it when it happened.
No, but how does it relate?
Well, it relates this way. At that time, and I'll be very honest with everyone here, because I don't think that's a problem that most men have not had. I think every man's had this problem from time to time. And there's commercials on about it. They've got medicine about it. and everything about like that. And I'm talking about that when you have, when a man has, and it happens all the time, just keep in mind, I've got two children, so this is not a chronic problem for me. I've had...
Are you...
What are you laughing at?
Are you all right? Yeah, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
I'm just saying that I have had in the past, not currently, not any time in the last several years, but I had when April and I, just before we went to Paris, I had...
Steve, it sounds like you're in some discomfort. What's wrong, Steve?
That's nothing. I'm just... I had ED.
Okay.
What's ED?
Erectile dysfunction.
Knock it off, bud.
Yeah, bud, I'll kick your ass out of here.
All right. I'm sorry, Mr. Bozzello. No, that's okay. I get it from all kinds of people.
It's a normal problem that many men have.
Yes. But here's the thing. You have to trust your wife. And I had ED. And we went to Paris. And we got in the cab and we're on our way over to the Opera District, which is where our hotel was. Very nice hotel. And no sooner do I get into the cab... Did I fart?
No, you did not fart.
No, Steve, it's the chair. We need new chairs, Phil.
I know, you're right. It's a squeaky chair, Steve.
Oh, sorry. No sooner do we get in the cab than the cab takes off down that beautiful stretch of highway right along the Seine, and I look over to my right, and sticking straight up in the air, bigger than, as big as you please, as we used to say as kids, bigger than you know what, bigger than life, just right up there, sticking straight up, just, yeah, is the, what do you call the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I looked at my wife and I go, so what's that about, you know?
I don't understand.
I mean...
You're saying she took you to Paris to show you what a real, what, if you didn't have ED, it looked like that?
Well, not that, but I'm just saying...
Oh, come on, Steve.
Are you kidding me?
Wait, well, hold on for a minute now. Hold on. Because I'm on the panel, and I get to have my say.
You get to have your say, but we also get to have our say.
Okay, but I'm looking at the Eiffel Tower, and I'm going, are you kidding me or something? You know, you're supposed to help your man through the process of him trying to get an erectile.
You mean an erection?
Yeah, an erection. And she takes me to Paris.
Now, wait a minute. Did she take you to Paris? She didn't. You guys planned this trip together.
Yes, we did. You're right. And I look up and I go, are you kidding me or something? She was looking straight ahead. She glanced over at me, had a smile on her face, and kept on looking straight ahead.
So she didn't glance at the Eiffel Tower?
No, not once. And I looked at the Eiffel Tower and I go, what's going on, man? You know, that's all I want to know is what's going on. And she just kind of looked and went, shrugged and stared straight ahead and started telling the guy, hey, our hotel's up here, this and that. So you're telling me, Mr. Henry, don't pretend like I'm telling you about the Loch Ness Monster here or something.
No, I'm not. I just want to be clear. You're telling me that when you went to Paris, France with your wife...
See?
Phil. All right, now Phil... Here, I'll do it.
No, I'll do it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Steve. I really am.
Well, Mr. Henry, when you laugh like that, you know, the cat's out of the bag, okay? The cat's out of the bag. It's in the wind, and everybody knows how you feel.
Steve, you go to Paris with your wife just so she can show you the Eiffel Tower as a comment/criticism of your inability to get an erection.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying... In the middle of all the hell that I was going through, having the ED and not being able to get it going.
Have you since been?
Oh, yeah, ever since. Yeah, that's fine. It took about 3 days.
How long did, when you got to Paris?
Oh, that night.
It took 3 days. How long did this last?
Well, we left for Paris on a Friday night, and it started to look like the ED, the erectile was dysfunctioning.
You mean the erection?
Well, I mean...
The technical term.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I had the dysfunction of it on Wednesday night.
So you... And then when you got to Paris...
Yeah, I got to Paris, and I saw right through the right side passenger window as we were driving along, I look up and I go, what's this all about? You know, I looked at her, and she looked back at me like, you got some kind of a problem? And I said, I'm just saying... So she was looking straight ahead and you...
Yeah, she was pretending like she didn't know what was going down.
April was trying to pretend like she didn't know what time it was out on the street. And I knew it was. I looked over and I go, are you kidding me or something? I've had ED for 2 days. You show me this? Sorry.
So wait. My turn. Steve, you had ED for Wednesday night, Thursday night. You got to Paris on Friday night.
On Friday evening, yeah.
And that night you were fine with your wife.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Paris, you're in Paris. You know your wife. It's all very romantic. And they have guys that play accordion with little, I don't remember if there are any monkeys or not. I think they got some monkeys that skip about. And there's a guy, he's got a mustache playing. Do you have that, bud?
Yeah, we got a sample. It's a sample of it.
Here you go, like this. And, you know, and we were walking down the street in April. Yeah. And you know you're in Paris. And as soon as April heard this, and where'd you get this, bud?
Just from YouTube. It's just a street accordion, a man playing the street accordion on the street.
Oh my God, it's lovely, isn't it?
All right, Margaret, please.
How dare you?
All right, let's listen. Yeah. And so April heard that night, I'd say about 10:30, I was just, you know, all
systems go, huh?
Oh, yeah, all systems go. But that's not, can you turn it off now? Because it's starting to irritate me.
Sorry.
Because when I hear that, I'm hearing the sound of a guy playing that guy who's playing that accordion probably never has. He probably never had that problem in his life.
What? ED?
No, yeah.
Why wouldn't he?
I mean, listen to how romantic all that is. This guy can bust out the romance, and his girlfriend or wife would just be, yeah, you know, lay it on me, you know, Maurice or whatever. I don't know what their names are.
All right, so we're talking with Steve Bozell. Steve is on our panel tonight.
Well, Steve, I appreciate the fact that you overcame the problem. I think, in my opinion...
Now, wait, if I'm on the panel, shouldn't you all be kind of interacting equally and not, like, I'm not just the freak here?
Well, I mean, everybody will bring a situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, I've never... I don't remember having no ED, but...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't.
Everybody's had it, Steve, so, yeah, you know, if you want us to kind of meld this together with personal experience, I don't want to talk about when I've had ED, Phil.
I'd rather not, no.
I don't want to talk about Frank.
Oh, great, so...
Well, you brought it up, man.
All right, so I'm just saying, you got more of that accordion?
Here's the accordion.
What do you mean, accordion?
I'm sorry, accordion. Right, check this out. Yeah, yeah. This guy's never had ED in his life, and even if he did, his girlfriend's gonna say, excuse me, his girlfriend's gonna go, oh yeah, Maurice, or Marcel, or whatever the hell his name is, lay it on me, man. And she'll be nude, and...
What is frustrating about this for you?
Frustrating for me is that you get to Paris, France, and all of a sudden, my ED goes away. Why? Because I'm in Paris, France. Why? Because my wife wanted to go there, and she loves the romance of it all.
Yeah, but you guys were great, and you made, you know, I don't want to, it's none of my business, but you guys were...
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah, and you're together romantically, and so what's the problem?
The only problem was I thought it was a little bit of a cheap shot, you know.
What, driving by the Eiffel Tower?
When we rolled by the Eiffel Tower, and she kind of glanced,
did she stare at you?
Yeah, she looked... kind of side-eyed me and then stared straight ahead and said, yeah, there's, go up here and all this stuff to the driver. And meanwhile, I saw the Eiffel Tower, big as hell, sticking straight up. No.
Yeah, the Eiffel Tower is not, there's no way that goes limp, is there? Is there, Mr. Bozell?
No.
Take it easy, bud.
Well, no, there is no way it's going to go limp. You'd stare at the Eiffel Tower.
That thing will never have to take a... Why are you emotional about this, man?
What? You wouldn't be?
Well, not if it was only lasting 2 days, and when I went to Paris, France, I was fine, and all your wife had to hear... Is this it here? Did your wife hear this, or did you?
I heard this. I took April by the hand. I led her back to the hotel. Took about, I don't know, 30 seconds. We were naked and in bed.
And the two of you were making love.
Yeah, pretty loud, too. I mean, the management had to come.
All because...
What are you laughing at, Phil?
What am I laughing at? All because you heard a street accordion in Paris. You took your wife back to the hotel.
Mr. Henry, this is my marriage you're talking about.
You're the guy talking about it. You take her back to the hotel. Your clothes come off. It takes 30 seconds. And you're so loud making love, the management comes.
That's right.
2 days before you had ED.
God, Mr. Henry.
2 days before you had ED.
That's what you said, right?
Yes, sir. That's what I said.
And all you got to do is hear this. And your wife's all...
Yeah, and April was all like, yeah, you know. And she didn't want to... We were on our way to the Louvre or whatever you call it.
The Louvre?
Yeah, yeah. And we were going to go to the Picasso Museum. And all she said was, you know, she said to me, hotel. And she was going to hoof it. And I said, we can take a cab. And she said, oh, yeah, you're right. She was half in a trot.
She was running back to the hotel.
She was running back to the hotel, grabbing me. We got to the hotel, 30 seconds. We were no more than, in the room. It took us 10 seconds to get our clothes.
And then there was a complaint because of the noise.
You know, we're talking about my wife, Mr. Henry.
Was there a complaint because of the noise?
Yes. Because April, and you know she has that low voice, so she was just going, I can't describe it. Right here.
Was this playing?
This was playing while you were making love? It was, yeah.
We could hear the guy out on the street because he followed us to the hotel.
Get out of here, man.
He did, I'm telling you.
That guy did you a favor, Jack.
Well, okay, Jack.
Well, he did, man. He took you back. What you did is you went back to the hotel.
We went back to the hotel and made love. But the whole point I'm trying to make...
Let's kill the accordion music, okay?
Yeah, because it reminds me of...
It reminds you of what you think is your inadequacy, and if only you knew how to play the accordion.
No, that's not true, but you gotta believe, a guy like that that plays the accordion on the street, he must get bore-assed.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. Guested rental car.
Yeah, Mr. Moselle, we don't use those kinds of phrases.
I'm sorry.
Said bore-assed in a rental car.
I heard him, okay?
You heard Jim.
Him.
You're gonna need to cut some of this out. Steve, we don't like a lot of this graphic stuff.
I apologize.
Well, you look very put out by all of this.
Well, it's a bad memory, that's all. And so that when we got into Paris and I saw the Eiffel Tower and I'm going, what a shot. I mean, that was a low blow. I have an ED and my wife, as soon as we get to Paris, it's like, drive by the Eiffel Tower so my husband can see what a real, you know.
Yeah, what a real hard one looks like.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, that's what she did, man.
Well, you doubt that.
Of course I doubt it.
Steve, this is all in your mind. Everybody tells me that, and I'm telling you right now, I know my wife. You know, when that guy started playing the accordion, and she grabbed me by the hand and started running back to the hotel.
All's well that ends well, brother.
Mr.
All's well that ends well, brother. That's all you need to say. You had a good time in Paris?
Yes, we did.
Did you finally go to the Picasso?
We went to the Picasso, the Louvre. We climbed the Eiffel Tower, as a matter of fact. That was... You know, I resented that a little bit. She said, let's climb it. I'm like, wow. She doesn't pull any punches.
What was wrong with that?
What?
What was wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
She points to it and goes, time to climb it.
What? Man, what do you think? Your wife wanted...
You think your wife wanted to sit on the Eiffel Tower? What?
You people are idiots.
No, you're the idiot, Bozell.
Wait.
We got more to do. Steve, all's well that ends well, okay? Just take it from me, man. We're moving along now. We got Jack Armstrong and Don Berman coming up to talk about the Panthers and the New York Rangers on Wednesday night at Madison Square Garden. The Panthers, as you know, are an adopted team here in Southern California. Just mine, not everybody. In California here, we have the Kings.
You said the Penguins.
No, I didn't. I misspoke. I said the Kings. We have the Ducks.
And the Penguins.
And no, we have the Kings and the Ducks.
Phil, you went, no, we have. Sorry.
You?
Nothing.
What about you?
I haven't said a thing. I'm sorry.
We have the Kings, we have the Ducks, and if you want to count the Bay Area, we have the Sharks. And if you want to go a little outside the borders of California, we have the Vegas Knights. Okay? Everybody's clear on this?
Yes. God damn.
Yes.
All right, so Jack Armstrong is going to bring us the Panthers because they're our adopted team when we were on in Miami all those years ago. I love the Kings, I love the Ducks, but they're not in the playoffs.
All right, yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back with Don Berman introducing Jack Armstrong right after this world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is Steve Bozell, and when I hear this music, it's kind of bittersweet.
I hear a guy that probably gets, well, he has a lot of, you know, intimate time with his wife, and that's great. I wish I could play the accordion. I can't. You know, I wish that when my wife looks at the Eiffel Tower, never mind. So get a backstage pass to the, see, even that phrase, it's bothering you, huh? Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. And for under $10 a month, less than $7 a month, for a year subscription, you get the largest archive of audio entertainment the world has ever known. The great radio show from Phil Henry all through his national syndication years, including the local Los Angeles shows and, of course, the local Miami shows. And then we also have Phil's digital show going back several years, the video cast that Phil does, as well as the home movies that he's produced along with his dad. Those go back to the 1940s or something. And he's got some other home movies that he did in Hawaii, in the Middle East, in Paris. Not Paris, though.
No, not Paris.
Yeah, in Palm Springs.
So don't miss out. Don't miss out on any of it. Get a backstage pass. I have one, and I it took me a long time to get one because I knew I'd be hearing shows where I have been made to look kind of stupid. But nonetheless, I went ahead, got a backstage pass, and I'd say most of the time, I can take it.
Yes, the world famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Time for some Jack Armstrong as well as Don Berman. And they are in the Channel 19 newsroom, as I understand. And Don, good to talk with you, man. It's been a long time.
Phil, it's wonderful to speak with you and Jack Armstrong on the other line. And it was my idea, as I know that a lot of people are going to blame Jack for this, thinking it's his ego, but it was my idea to have Jack Armstrong come on after we give him a proper news open build-up, and I think that will help immensely. Jack, you agree with that, right?
I did. I want to thank Don Berman. I would like to thank Channel 19 and also L. Ron Martin and everybody associated with Channel 19 for allowing me to have the professional build-up.
Okay, so what you're saying, Jack, is, if you, it's not just, we just don't throw it to you, but you have a moment where, what?
You know that there's a moment of sort of, let's go from the newsroom,
He wants it to get thrown to him. It's difficult to explain what that means, Phil, but
To have you, a professional news guy, throw it to him, meaning, you know,
to have it handed off.
Yeah, I like to have it, I want to have it thrown to me.
Well, when you say you want to have it thrown to you, that's a guy introducing it, right? That's what he's talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
That he wants. You want Don to throw it to you.
Yes, I want that. Hold on. I want to have, you know, Don throw it to me, and I want to have. I don't know, man. I just want to have Don to throw it to me.
So anyway, Phil, I'm going to throw it to him. This is starting to sound a little stupid.
I don't want to sound stupid, but I want to do the good report.
Well, we're looking forward to your report. This is the Jack Armstrong. You know, it's a work in progress, and we understand that we brought you on kind of as an intern.
Well, you don't have to keep explaining it to make me look like 100 yards of a pair of a donkey's testicles.
Would you please watch it, Jack?
I'm sorry, but
no one's going to make you look like 100 yards of donkey testicle, okay? Just listen to me, and then we'll throw it to you.
All right. Don?
Thank you very much, Phil. It's time now for sports. And with the report on the Florida Panthers coming up against the New York Rangers on Wednesday night. Here then, Jack Armstrong.
Thank you very much, Don. Hello, everyone. This is Jack Armstrong from me to you, from the ice to the view. It's Jack Armstrong bringing you all the great skate takes for you, all you out there. This is Jack Armstrong with the big skate take of the National Hockey League. These are the takes on the skate. The Florida Penguins,
Panthers.
Florida Panthers are taking on the New York Rangers on Wednesday night, and it ought to be a great game because the Florida Rangers got.
Why don't you slow down, Jack?
You told me that if I threw it to him, Phil.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference.
Throw it to me just one more time, okay?
Hey, Jack.
Just one more time, okay?
All right, go ahead.
All right, fine. Shit. This is Don Berman, And now, with a take on sports from the National Hockey League and the fortunes of the Florida Panthers, here then is Jack Armstrong.
Thank you very much, Don. This is Jack Armstrong taking a take and looking at the skate. As we skate, this is your skate takes from me, Jack Armstrong. Strong and long, that's why they call me Long John Jack Armstrong. The Florida Panthers are going to be in New York against the New York Rangers on Wednesday night. The New York Rangers, of course, the winners of the Metropolitan Division of the National Hockey League. The Florida Panthers, they won the Atlantic Division. And now they go up against a team where they don't have the home ice. That means that they're not going to be under home ice, that they're going to have to play under the other guy's ice. And everything like that. The Florida Panthers are coming off a very, very convincing defeat of the Boston, I don't know, is it the Red Sox?
The Bruins, man.
Okay, Mr. Henry Etch.
The Bruins.
The Florida Bruins, not the Florida, they play Denver Bruins, goddamn.
Boston.
Boston, oh, look at that lady had to remind me. Oh, boy.
It's the Boston Bruins.
Boston Bruins to take the series from the Boston Bruins for the second straight year. Now the Florida Panthers go into the Eastern Conference Final for the second straight year, hoping to get to the Stanley Cup Final for the second straight year.
What's wrong?
Oh, man. What happened? I just got a call here from... Ah, man. This is this guy that I know. Ben Dover. That's what I call him, Ben Dover.
What about him?
He just sent me a picture of my girlfriend having chili with this guy.
Not again, Jack.
I'm telling you, there's something going on. She's having bowls of chili with her dentist.
How many times? Is this your girlfriend we're talking about?
How many times? Did you hear that, Mr. Henry?
Is this your girlfriend that we're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How many times have you caught her, if that you call it catching her? What, you think that's being unfaithful? Hey, Jack, you think she's unfaithful because she's having a bowl of chili with her dentist?
Hey, Jack, this is Steve Bozell.
Well, hold on, Bozell. I'll get to you in a minute. I'm talking to the regular panel.
Oh, yeah, right.
You're talking to everybody on the panel, okay?
Oh, boy. So I got to talk to this guy, Bozell?
That's right. I'm on the panel, and I'm telling you...
What advice can you give me? You got upset because you saw the Eiffel Tower and your dick went limp.
But it didn't go limp when I saw the Eiffel Tower. It got gooder when I was in Paris. But I had a small limpage. I had a small limpage.
What is he talking about now?
I'm talking to this guy. What's his name again?
My name is Jack Armstrong, okay? And I've got reasons to feel bad. My girlfriend sitting down with a bowl of chili... with shredded cheese and...
Okay, Jack, what happened? This friend of yours?
This buddy of mine, we nickname him Ben Dover. His name's Ben Overbrook, and we call him Ben Dover, okay?
That's nice. And he sent you a picture of your girlfriend doing what?
She sent me a snap. He took a picture of Belinda having this bowl of chili with this guy, Dr. Udagala.
I thought his name was something different. Isn't that a different guy?
I don't know. What do you mean a different guy? She's only got one dentist.
Okay, what is she doing, man, that's pissing you off?
It's just inappropriate for her to be sitting there having a bowl of chili in the middle of the day with her dentist.
Is she having an affair with a guy?
No, not at all.
Then what are you worried about?
Oh, boy, man. Well, I'm sorry that I bothered you. Can I jump in here for a look? Don, this is Don Berman. And I know you, Jackson, are having a hard time dealing with the personal issues and trying to get this report out about the Florida Panthers and the New York Rangers. And I know it can really throw a wrench into things when you're in the middle of a really good report and someone sends you a picture of your wife and some... You know, high heels and high stockings with the leather teddy, and she's holding a whip. I don't know. What, are you trying to tell me that happened to you?
Maybe it did. Let's move on. Do you want to do this one more time, okay?
Wait, all right. But I can't keep stopping down because, Jack, you're upset about this picture.
Well, it's very upsetting, okay, to see your girlfriend
standing there with a bowl of chili.
Not stand, but she's there with a bowl of chili. Try getting home and seeing a picture of your wife in thigh highs, a leather teddy, a whip, a Batgirl mask, with a cigarette and a long holder, and some guy bent over with red whelps on his ass. I don't know.
Was this a photo?
Go to hell.
Was this a photograph?
He just walked out of the room, Phil. Now I'm all by myself.
I guess you're going to have to do one more for us.
Do one more? I'm sitting here trying to do...
Give me the phone. Give me the phone. And now here's Jack Armstrong with his shit report.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thanks a lot for that, man.
You know,
well, Jack, you brought it on yourself with all of this crap.
I can't hear you.
You brought it on yourself with all this crap about... Would you turn it down, bud?
Oh, sorry. I was trying to mix it. Yeah.
What?
You brought it on yourself with this baloney about your girlfriend having a bowl of chili with her dentist.
He's still laughing.
Yes, he is, Jack. He's laughing his ass off.
Thanks for nothing, Phil.
Oh,
you know, Phil, you got to have a little bit of a respect for a guy.
Oh, what are you talking about? I had all the respect in the world. There's Berman talking about his... Was he talking about... who's his ex-wife?
Claire.
In leather... Oh, boy.
Yeah, but the worst part was seeing... It was the problem was the guy that was bent over with his ass with red welts on it was L. Ron Martin, you know.
Don't say that or we're going to get sued, okay?
Well, all right, I'll cut it out.
L. Ron Martin.
That's what that's apparently what happened. He saw this picture of his wife, Claire. She had on the dominatrix stuff and the big red angry welts on L. Ron Martin's ass.
All right, I've heard enough, Philip.
Yeah, sorry, Margaret.
All right, so the show just kind of ends like that, huh?
Well, what do you want from me, man?
What do I want from you? You know what? Nothing, bud. I don't want Don Berman on the show again.
What are you talking about?
I don't want him on the show again. Doesn't go walking off on me. I don't care how bugged or upset he is. What?
Yeah, I got him here in line two.
Hey, Don, so what's up?
Well, Phil, listen, I'm sorry. I got angry and I walked off. This is kind of a monkey wrench being thrown into my day. When I got this guy, Jack Armstrong, you said all he needed was for me to throw it to him.
That's what he told me.
Instead, I'm having to counsel this guy on his girlfriend eating chili with a dentist, which brings up horrible memories. Horrible memories of Claire in the boots and L. Ron Martin there with his ass beat in. That's all I'm saying.
All right, well, then we won't do it again.
Do what again?
We're not going to have Jack Armstrong on, and we're not going to have you, that it won't remind you of your wife Claire spanking L. Ron Martin with a whip and bringing up angry red welts on his ass.
Thanks a lot, man.
He was trying to forget that.
I was trying to forget it, and you just put it right back in my...
All right, that was great, man.
Off to another big start here this week.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. And thanks to Don Berman, and thanks to our good friend there, Jack Armstrong. One of these days we'll get a report out of you, Jack, that doesn't have your girlfriend eating chili with their dentist. And also thanks so very, very much to... who was our first guest? I forget.
Oh, it was... Steve Bozell.
It's me.
And also thanks to Steve Bozell for being on the panel.
Thank you, Mr. Henry, and thank you for... was it not a good story?
It was a fine story.
Well, you're coming in, Steve, talking about ED and the Eiffel Tower making you feel inferior. I don't know.
It was a fine story, Steve.
All right, okay, fine, gotcha.
Who taught this guy fiddle? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that's terrible. All right, take it easy, Steve.